Lydia Magruder then went on to try and develop a satisfactory project proposal. $250,000 level. Magruder said he was never satisfied with it. He kept sending Lydia back to the drawing board. Finally, Colson called with Lydia and Hunt in his office, vigorously. Finally, he felt Mitchell too were nervous about it, but feel comfortable about it. He said, "Well, all right, I'll start to move
it." I think that he doesn't say that Colson is doing not specifically about this proposal.
He said, "Gordon Liddy's projects." He did not say wiretaps. He used the word projects. In fact, there was indeed a budget for this $250,000 proposal. It was in writing. A copy of the furnishing Gordon Strong. And it was very specific in terms of the kind of equipment that he used. It was furnished strong. Yes, sir. There was no problem from Strong. That is, he informed Strong that he was going to go ahead with the so-called Whitney proposal. I read it as non-response as okay from higher up. I'm not able to say my own knowledge that there was any knowledge in any of my own. In point of fact, the was insisting upon was information on Larry O'Brien. That was the thing he called about. That's the thing that he's been driving on. That's the thing. Around the end of March, Magruder and LaRue went to Key Biscayne where John Mitchell was. They presented to Mitchell Liddy's final proposal. This one is bugs in three places. Watergate,
presented at home.
They were in person.
Magruder and Mitchell.
And we wrote it.
And the rules presented it to Mitchell?
Yes, sir.
In three places.
They've been ball bugging in three places. Watergate, the government headquarters, and the founders. In the conversation, Mitchell orally approved it. Now, it involved other things besides tax, and he was not specific with me. He said, in all honesty, this was a kind of a non-decision. Nobody felt comfortable with this thing, but we were sort of bulldozed into it.
By Colson.
That's the inference. Anyway, Liddy's project. I said, well, now, clear it up for me. How well informed was Strong? He said, I informed him orally of it. He had the budget. The budget was very expensive. Prices have started to come out of that thing with John. We got synopses of the law. He said, I got the only copy. I'm a group. Got the only copy of the synopses. The Mitchell copy. He thought there were a lot of junk too. Arden Jemison. The one copy that Magruder had pictures of the kinds of papers that you would find around the campaign. The synopsis of the pictures we mentioned. He thought it was so bad he picked up the phone and called Lydia and chewed him out. He called him shitty. I told Strong that the synopses were here. He may have come over and read them. And as I pressed him on that, he got less and less sure of that. He said, I told him they were there.
Ron says, I saw three synopses and
Now I'm going to skip back a ways and then I'll come back to the Mitchell.
You sure you make that point this strong?
Back in March, about the time of the meeting down at Key Biscayne, he threatened Magruder's life. He said he was transferred to the Stans operation.
Right.
LaRue approached Magruder and said, we need that operation. You ought to take it back because it's dead in the water. You're out in. Back from the White House to the headquarters, he says, he told the U.S. Attorney, convinced him that they needed the operation. So back to the quality of the work. What they were getting was mostly this fellow Oliver pointing his devising a cover story.